you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shanghai Ren, published in the China Project. Originally published in Neocha, a visual ode to China's biggest metropolis. Read to you by Cliff Larson. 26 million and going strong, Shanghai is a sprawling metropolis where tradition and modernity coexist. Its residents, old and young, locals and outsiders, share a frantic pace of life, each with a take of what the city means to them. 7 years after moving to the city, French creative director Benoit Petrus still has the same sensation he had the first day. It is a feeling of a constant flow of energy and movement. That's what makes the city so unique, he says. When he arrived, it surprised him to find a leafy city, a more bucolic scenery than the dense urban landscape he was expecting. To this date, he's still fascinated by how the trees form a canopy over some streets, especially in the Xuhui district. If he were to illustrate a magazine cover celebrating the city, that would be the site he would choose. However, instead of creating his own magazine cover, Petrus invited other creatives to do so. He asked artists, illustrators, and designers who hold a special bond with the city to draw their Shanghai moment as a single cover page with the title The Shanghai Ren. Over 80 covers later, in early 2021, Petrus published a book, a fine binding anthology of all covers up to now. It's an ode from the creative souls to the city that breeds them. The idea of the Shanghai Ren came to Petrus when he discovered the Tokyo Ren, which follows the same concept but pays tribute to the Japanese capital. As Petrus found out, there was also the Parisian Ren, the first of the sorts to appear in 2012. It was followed by Le Montreal and then the Tokyo Ren. I was mind blown by the concept. My immediate reaction was, why not do it for Shanghai, he says. Different versions of the simple concept have also popped up in other parts of the world. Sometimes it's an initiative that comes from a single designer, and sometimes it's a larger group project. The Bangkokian, the Brusseler, the Petersburger, all independent from each other, yet identical in essence, inspired by the artful covers of the New Yorker. As the idea grew, Petrus couldn't stop wondering what stories the artists would develop to express their feelings for Shanghai. While talking to them, his briefing was minimal. They were tasked with creating their Shanghai moment, which he defines as something original and unique to the city. I could have suggested interesting topics since there's so much to tell about this city, but it's more fun to let them surprise you. They're making art, so I don't interfere, he says. The first cover came out in January 2019, created by illustrator Ju Lin, who actually is a Beijinger. She depicted a woman looking at her spectral reflection on the window with the night sky falling over Pudong's barely lit skyscrapers. It's an allegory to the often excruciating working hours and irregular shifts, far too common due to the city's relentless business activity. The Shanghai Ren gained recognition in design and illustration circles. Petrus, who actively had to scout for artists to design covers at first, now receives submissions regularly. They come from everywhere in China and sometimes from abroad. It's a mixed assemblage that includes foreigners who live in Shanghai and Chinese expats, reflecting Shanghai's diverse, creative community and population, constantly in flux. Most of the artists we feature are Chinese and based in Shanghai, Patrice says. Although they're not always Shanghainese, we featured Chinese artists who studied or worked in the UK, the US, and Europe. There are also people living in other major cities in China, such as Beijing, Chengdu, Nanjing. A few foreign artists are now living in different countries around the world, too, after having lived in Shanghai. Freelance illustrator Bowen Tan reflected on his childhood memories to create his cover. He depicted men playing xiangqi, or Chinese chess, a common sight in Shanghai. Not everyone in the group would focus on the game, Tan says. Some of them prefer to chat about their lives. Others would stay quiet and just smoke. Tan points out that gathering around Shangqi board is a priceless moment to these men, a temporary escape from their domestic and work lives. Touchingly, he included his own father in the picture, who had passed away a few years before. Similarly, Italian designer Ailadi expressed her amusement while seeing the relationship that Shanghai residents have with public spaces. Two chairs and one box are enough for people in Shanghai to sip tea while playing cards or chess, as if they were at the seaside. A street corner or a square is perfect for them to dance together to the sound of traditional music, tango, or the Macarena, she says. Shane Lee depicted an elevated highway in Shanghai commonly illuminated with neon lights to express the city's essence. These stunning structures are like blood vessels of this fast-paced and dynamic city, he says. Intimacy is a constant in the megacity. Changxin Li's Shanghai moment reflects his experience living in one of Shanghai's traditional alleyways, where, when the sun is out, there's always laundry hanging up in public. Trousers, shirts, socks, underwear, blankets, sheets, and shoes. Perhaps the dish best associated with Shanghai is the xiaolongbao, a steamed bun that's more like a sack of soup. It almost requires technique to be eaten. Sometimes when you bite it, boiling soup spills everywhere. That's what illustrator Peter Zhang used for his Shanghai moment. As a fan of xiaolongbao, I've had countless embarrassing and messy situations. My cover captures the moment when you take a bite of it, half nervous about the mess, half excited for the delicious taste to come, he says. From Hangzhou, Karen Yao depicts the infamous marriage market of People's Square Park. Their elderly parents gather to find spouses for their unmarried children. Often, marriage here is not based on love, she explains. Age, income, education levels, and other similar aspects are more important. In the market, parents advertise their children, highlighting beyond their physical attributes, their monthly salary, what car they drive, and their housing conditions. Her cover expresses the dichotomy of modern Shanghai, where traditional values are still predominant in love and in marriage. As covers piled up, Patrice noticed recurrent elements, some iconic ones, the Pearl Tower, the Qipao, the Yulan Magnolia. But one thing was particularly noticeable. I found that most illustrators choose to depict women as their cover hero. Men have smaller roles, he says. The cover that he chose for the book is an illustration by Xin Yi, also from Hangzhou. It's a bipartite representation of a young woman. On one side, she wears a qipao, a pearl necklace, and short-waved hair in the 1920s style. In the background, the magnolia flower, a symbol of elegance and gentleness. This side represents the golden age of Shanghai, a cosmopolitan city at the forefront of design, fashion, and architecture. On the other side, she wears a white business suit and her hair straight and long. In the background, the skyline of Pudong, the symbol of Shanghai's financial powerhouse. The woman gazes back at us placidly, resolute, empowered as the multifaceted old city itself. You've been listening to Shanghai Ren, published in Neocha and The China Project, a visual ode to China's biggest metropolis. Contributors Thomas Pinheiro, Lucas Tinoco, and Chinese translation by Olivia Lee. Neocha, established in 2006 by a group of Shanghai-based musicians, visual artists, programmers, and entrepreneurs, Neocha has grown to become an award-winning company dedicated to celebrating culture and creativity in Asia. Narrator's note, please go to the article and see many, many full-color covers of the Shanghai Ren. There's only so much we can describe. You must go to see some of this amazing art.